Let me give you some other translations. Young's literal translation of the Bible says this, "And Jehovah said to Satan, have you set," he put, make, set, "have you set your heart on my servant Job?" And that's literally what it means. Have you set your heart, those are literal translations, there's the word set and heart are in there. Have you set your heart on my servant Job because there's none like him on the earth? That was Young's literal. Oh, no, that was another literal translation. Here's Young's literal. Says really the same thing. "And Jehovah said unto the adversary, hast thou set thy heart against my servant Job because there's none like him in the land?" You can bet he did. You can bet he had. The modern King James translation says, "And Jehovah said to Satan, have you set your heart against my servant Job because there's none like him in the earth?" See, God knew perfectly well that Satan had already been trying to devour Job because Satan said, "You've built a hedge around him." How would he know that if he hadn't been there? So God wasn't trying to devour Job. He was trying to protect Job because Satan's probing him. And we've already read Job's making mistakes. You know, in Vietnam, it was like you've seen cowboy shows where out west, the Plains Indians in the winter would camp outside the army posts. It was the same way in Vietnam. The mountain yards up in the mountains, they would camp out near army posts. And I know of at least two incidents where the army post got up and the natives are gone. You ought to take heed of that. When you see the ducks flying south, you might wonder winter's coming. When you see all these people that been here for a long time getting a handout or gone, you better double the guard. But they didn't. In both cases, they got overrun because they weren't sober, they weren't vigilant, they were overconfident, and they didn't understand what was going on. The devil had already been attacking Job and trying to get to him. Here's the Brown Driver Briggs, which is a very well-respected, it's not as well-known as Strong's because it costs a lot more money than Strong's. That's the reason. It's a, you know, more of a pastor's dictionary. But it says for this word, consider. It means to put, to lay violent hands on. So he's saying, Satan, have you laid violent hands on Job? And Satan said, how can I? I can't get to the guy. Said, have you not made a hedge around him? Now, how many of you think Satan was going to quit? Everybody knew who Job was. He was the greatest man in the East who feared God, who worshiped God. Now, if he can pull him down, how many others will that affect? Many. He's not interested in 15 peons if he can get one Job. That's just the truth. The devil's not a fool. So God said, behold, all that he has is in your hand. In other words, the hedge is down, is what he's saying. Now, Satan would have found that out anyway. Satan would have found that out anyway. But this way, he limited Satan. He said, only put not forth thy hand on him. He wasn't sicking the devil on him. He was limiting the devil. And besides that, God never said he put a hedge around him. Job put his own hedge around him. God didn't put a hedge around you. You put your own hedge around you. And Job pulled that hedge down. How do we know? Well, if we read on, we find Job gave himself away. In Job chapter 3, verse 25. Here's what Job said. Well, you know what happened. You know, his kids were all killed. All of his possessions were stolen. He lost everything. And never does it say God. It says the Sabians did this and the other people did that. The other thing, all these people came in and they were all waiting to get him too. And so they stripped Job of everything that he had. And look what Job 3:25 says. He says, "For the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Amen. The Bible says, what a man fears will come upon him. Why? Because you put out sugar and you draw flies. Job said, "What I greatly feared." Why in the world would he greatly fear that? Who in the world ever would fear that what happened to him would happen to you? Well, obviously the devil had been planting that seed in him. I don't know if his kids were bad. They probably weren't too good. But why would he think they'd curse God in their heart? Well, that's because what the devil had been telling him. The devil comes to plant fear so that then you can have what you greatly fear. Fear is just faith in bad. Job didn't just fear, he greatly feared. He dreaded it. So Job opened up his life to the devil by great fear. And it's just that simple. And if you want to know God's part in it, God made Satan spare his life. And then if you read Job 42, you'll see what God did. Job 42. You know, all that in between there, you know, is his three friends, and they're talking nonsense, and Job is talking nonsense, and finally God shows up and says, "You people are talking nonsense." Job 42:3. Job finally repents of his nonsense. And Job 42:3 says, this is from the International Standard Version. "You ask, who is this that darkens counsel without knowledge? Well, now I have talked about what I don't understand. Awesome things beyond me that I don't know." Then God told his three friends who had not repented of their foolish words to have Job pray for them. So Job repented and admitted he didn't know what he was talking about, and he prayed for his friends at God's instructions. You got to plant a seed. Him praying for his friend. You know, the Bible says, pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, hopefully they're healed too, but you got to plant some seed in this life. You're going to reap what you sow. You sow healing, you can reap healing. Now, but if you're like, you know, the old farmer that said, "God bless me and my son John, us four no more," you ain't going to get very far. Verse 10, Job 42:10 says, "And the Lord restored Job's losses." Now, the devil stole and God restores. God restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. "Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers and sisters and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him." They avoided him before. "And ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought on him," which we know the Lord didn't bring. "Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jamia, which means handsome as the day." Now you'll notice, the first time around, he didn't pay any attention to his daughters. It was all about the sons. "He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The name of the second, Keziah, the angel. And the name of the third, the horn of beauty. In all the land there were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And after this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days." Notice it doesn't say he died of sickness. Let me read you some other translations of Job 3:25. The Rotherham translation. For a dread I dreaded, and it hath come upon me, and that from which I shrank has overtaken me. Another translation, whatever I fear comes true, whatever I dread befalls me. The Jewish Publication Society, for what I feared has overtaken me, what I dreaded has come upon me. Several Bibles say it this way, for the thing which I fear cometh upon me, and that which I am afraid of comes unto me. The Septuagint, and the Brenton Bible has the same translation. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Old Testament from Hebrew into Greek. It was done by 70 Hebrew scholars, and hence it was called the Septuagint for 70. For the terror of which I meditated has come upon me, and that which I had feared has befallen me. The Darby Bible, for I fear to fear, and it has come upon me, and that which I dreaded has come to me. The English Revised Version, I was afraid something terrible would happen, and what I feared most has happened. The Young's Literal says, for I feared and it met me, and what I was afraid of doth come to me. You see, there's a connection between faith and receiving, and there's a clear connection between fear and receiving. You want to receive from God, you have to take His word into your heart and believe it and receive it. The devil comes to replace the word of God with his words, and his words bring fear, and then they bring disaster.